All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Zdenga Podcast. And I am pleased to say that I have a special guest. And that special guest is my lovely, wonderful sister. And we changed venues because she's visited us in Cape Town. So what we decided to do is we're going to do it in our hotel where we're staying. So what you can hear in the background is the sea. We are staying somewhere in Strand. So we are staying somewhere close to the beach. So if you can hear the beach, just enjoy yourself and hopefully enjoy the conversation. With that said, welcome, Sister Carol.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I tried pulling this podcast, and I'm recording it very late at night. But I feel like it's a conversation that has to be had before we have. We can actually continue finishing it later at home. But I feel like it's something that we can actually just have a conversation now. Okay. With that said, please introduce yourself and what you do.
My name is Caroline Pandeka Ndivuo. I'm a baker. I own a bakery in Jerelo. So yeah, that's what I do. We do cakes, we do bread, we do scones. Yeah, it's a big confectionery bakery in Jerelo.
Awesome. I know you went studying, but I just want you to explain the whole story, how you got to actually baking and how you started baking and everything, right? So you studied it in vets, right? Yes. So how did the baking come through? How did you get inspired to start baking?
Well, as we were little, like grade two, my mom used to teach us how to bake. So I fell in love with that because we were so little. She would put all the ingredients on the floor, telling us what to mix, what to do and all that. And we would do it. So those things, we grew up doing it. Grew up baking cakes. She made our first cake when I was in primary. We didn't used to buy cakes. She did the cakes for us. I remember one time we were going to the school trip. I was in primary. She made me a cake, a small cake with, I think it was chocolate with peanuts. Okay. No, not peanuts, man. What do you call those round sheets?
Oh, is it Ferrero Rocher or something?
No, those round different colors that comes in a small box.
Oh, Smarties.
Yes. She put Smarties on top of the cake.
Yes.
It was so lovely. Mm. Every kid wanted to taste our cake. So, yeah, from there, she taught us doing cakes, doing scones. When we were growing up, I think in grade 8, 9, we like knowing what to do.
Mm.
She would just say, hey, I bought flour and all that. Please do me some scones. Hey, I have this new recipe. Please try it. Waffles. We used to do waffles back in the days.
Yes.
Before we knew this thing is famous. It's nicer, you know. So waffles, we used to do it at home. when we were still, I think in secondary school, I used to go to school with a container with waffles.
Sure.
So people were like, hey, what is this?
Sure.
And I would say, they called it waffles.
Mm.
Hey, and we did that, those things. Every time she comes with a flower, she no more tells us, hey, do this and do that. We already knew what to do.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah, I think the passion came from that. Then when I was getting older, I went to school. I was studying at Vets. Then we went to you get married and all that. And sometimes you just put your passion aside for the marriage, I guess. But there I started again baking when I was at my rental home. So that's where I started thinking, but this thing, I can do something about it. So I started baking small scones for the kids around the block. They'll come and buy, and I saw that this is moving. Why not do it and go and sell it outside? I tried it, I had the car, went to sell it somewhere at the industrial situated areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, no, man, this thing is working.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just move this.
Sure.
So I had a maid. I was fortunate to have a maid. So sure. With my maid, with the house things, we'll do it after when we are coming back to sell the scones. I do the baking in the morning. We're going out together.
Sure.
Then after the kids going to work, to school, then now we go to the industrial thing. We go and sell. Then we come back 1 hour.
Mm.
It was not 2 hours or 3 hours. One hour was
they were already selling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I told him, I told my husband, this thing is moving. And he believed in me. He started buying flowers every time. Every time when he's going for stock, buying stock for his business, he would come back with flour, rama, and all those. And I was just say, no, it's yours. I don't need your money.
Sure.
You do your thing. And he had a shops somewhere for businesses. And he asked, but I can go with them. And he would say, I told him, okay, I'll make a container for him to go and sell in his businesses.
Mm.
Within 2 days, those scones are finished.
Mm. Mm.
And he was like, okay, this thing can work. He would start calling, hey, the scones are finished, we need more.
Okay.
Just bake. I need 2 containers. And the customers.
How many liters was this?
I think it was 10 liters.
10 liters, okay.
Yes, sure. 10 liters almost every 2 days.
Mm.
And he was like happy that it's working.
Mm.
And we got an order, first order for the 20 liter bucket.
Okay.
He called, very excited. Hey, there's a customer here. Hey, she wants to know if she can get a 20 liter bucket. And I told him, yes, it's possible. Said, okay, fine. How much? And I was not so sure about the prices.
How to price it, yeah.
Yo, I was like, okay, I'll just Google how much other people are selling them.
Mm.
And I said, I named the price $450. I think it was $350 by then.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's a long time ago.
Sure.
Mm. Then it started moving. Hey, we'll call. Hey, the scones are finished. Hey, someone needs 20 liter. And that's how it started.
Mm. Mm. I think that's a very interesting story. I actually love that.
Mm.
But I think what, I'm going to come to my mom, but I want to ask this question, then I'm going to come to my mom again, right?
Okay.
When did it hit you that I think I'm doing the right thing here? When did it really hit you that, no, I think I'm doing the right thing? I think I should stick to this.
When I was starting to sell them at the industries,
yes,
that's where it hit that I think this thing can work. In fact, I was inspired by my young doctor.
Mm.
What my mother installed to me, I was installing to her.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, you know, she, at school, she would say, no, mom, please bake some muffins, small muffins, and I'll sell them to school and all that. I'll tell her to do it them, or I'll do them with her, and she will sell them. And I was like, I know this thing. If she can do it, why not me? And now, when I was doing for a bunch of muffins, I was doing scones and selling them to the industries.
Yeah.
Yes, that's when it hit me that, but I'm having this talent that I'm carrying. Why not do something about it?
Mm.
Yeah, that's when it hit me that
I'm thinking of this question now, man.
Mm.
Your husband then, he was a businessman.
Yes.
Did it make it easy for you to say, now I'm going to take it as serious and do this business? And I mean, like you said, that you already started collaborating as well.
Yes.
Did that make it easier for you to have more confidence? Okay, now I'm actually going to continue and pushing this.
Yes, he supported me throughout the way, because at first he didn't understand me, because I was a stay-at-home wife, mom. So I said, hey, this thing of staying at home, hey, it bores me. Let me do something.
Mm.
So I started selling those scones at the local schools. He was like, no, you can't do that. I do give you money. What is it that you want? And I said, no, it's not about money.
Mm.
It's something that I love doing. And it's something, yeah, even though it's not much, but something that I love doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm busy doing something.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay. He didn't understand. But when I continued doing it, he saw that this thing is working.
Yes.
Then when he asked to take the scones to his place, and they got sold out within 2 days,
wow.
He was like, okay, this is real.
Sure.
So he started coming back with flowers, so many flowers. I was like, and then,
what am I gonna do?
This is you. This is your, instead of giving you money, I'm giving you flowers and 25 box of margarine.
Mm-hmm.
And by then I was not using too much margarine. Imagine 25 kg margarine coming back home.
Mm.
I was like, and then I've never seen a 25 box of margarine, 25 kg.
Yes.
And I was like, hey. And what was it? Is that margarine that the bakers use? Because he used to own a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
He was more focused on bread.
Mm.
That's where I learned about bread,
the bread side. Yes.
The bread side.
Mm.
That's where I knew about the business of bread,
okay.
How much it makes profit,
mm.
How you run it and all that.
Sure.
Because
sure.
We used to share ideas. He used to come back and tell me, hey, this is what's happening at work, and all that. So before I opened the bakery, I already knew about the bread side. The
business, yes.
Yes, and the business or everything, how he operates. He will tell me, we will share ideas, we will exchange some thoughts almost every day, because he will come back with some, maybe he's troubled with some things.
Mm.
Me, as I did accounting,
sure.
Business minded also.
Sure.
it didn't start when I was married,
mm-hmm.
but I had all those thoughts that I don't want to be working for someone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be my own person. I do things my own way and on my own pace.
Yeah.
You understand? That's what I used to. I don't like taking orders.
Mm.
I like giving orders.
Come on. What did they call you at work? Is it Vasa?
Vasa,
yes. So for those who don't understand what Vasa is, it's boss. Right?
Sure. I don't like taking orders. I give orders.
Mm.
So if you are giving orders, you should know what you are doing.
Yes.
Because you mess up. And most people who start bakery, they don't know the inside. They all just want to start.
Mm.
They don't know how to bake.
Okay.
If you start,
there is a process.
Mm. If you start a bakery, but you don't know how to bake, a lot of things do happen in the process of baking,
mm-hmm.
in the process of making bread.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk about bread because it's the most difficult industry.
Okay.
It's food. You have to be careful with food. You have to follow the procedures. You have to follow every step in a way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So if you don't do that, if you don't know as a manager or as a owner, they will take advantage.
Mm.
Mm. They will tell you, hey, there's none what, or they, you know, workers.
Mm.
Hey, but if you know your thing, you know, no, this 50 kg, and you used 50 kg of flour,
mm.
so which means 120 of loaves must be out.
Sure.
So if I bought 5 bags of flowers,
mm-hmm.
I already know how many bread should be there.
Yes.
You understand it? Mm-hmm. But if you don't know,
mm-hmm.
if you don't know the procedures, these people...
They will take your flour, take your bread.
They will take everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think, I don't want to... Because I want to get the story. And before we get to the story, we can actually, when I get home,
mm.
when I record another one, and we'll get to the business, how to run the business. But,
mm, mm.
but I think, like you mentioned, that you got full support from your husband.
Mm.
But not only that, you were also business-minded.
Mm.
And it helped you to say that, okay, like the other thing that you said is, you don't follow instructions, you were the boss. Right? So I just want to take it back to our mother, right?
Mm.
I think typically everyone will say, my mother is the best and all that, right? But I think our mother is the best.
I think the best.
The best of the best. And I think not only that she has a good heart, but when it comes to cooking, I think we ate, let's just say, the best.
The best food.
Yes. And I think probably she got it from my mother as well because our grandmother, she used to cook. Very well. I think you stayed.
Yes.
You stayed with her for some time, right?
Yes.
And talking about, I'm gonna talk about how the training was, but talking about the types of food that we used to eat at home, how did? Because let me just put it this way: the food we ate at home was so. Let me use the word prestigious because it was not food which was eaten almost everywhere in our community, right?
Mm.
And I think it also made me also love cooking,
mm.
right? And I think in that journey, it made us, in a sense, love cooking.
And
I guess I didn't get the cooking, the baking side.
The baking side, yes.
But the cooking side, I think I got the cooking side, right?
Mm.
How was the training like? You said you were trained by mom, right?
Mm.
And I think, obviously, it was you and Prudence because you guys were very close. Because,
yes.
I mean, the distance between me and Prudence, I think, is almost over 10
9
years.
Is
9.
I think,
it's 9.
9, I think.
Yes.
Nine.
I think, yes. No, I think it's actually over 10 years.
Mm.
I think so.
Okay. It's 9.
How old is she?
It's 9.
How old is she?
I think 37. 38 now.
Oh, that means it's 9 years, because I'm 29.
it's nine.
So you know
I
it.
Know.
Okay, so there's 9 years difference, which is still a lot, right?
Mm.
But you guys were being trained by mom.
Mm.
And how was the training like? How was mom at the time? How's the upbringing like at home?
Well, my mom, she's a soft-spoken person, but she's strict. It's like my grandmother. Oh, my grandmother, when it comes to food, if you burn your food, hey, she will eat you with the pot.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Burning with the food, in Zulu, because she was Zulu.
Yes.
She will tell you, if you cook something that is not tasty, she will come and say, Hinile. Hinile.
Hinile.
To make you see that we don't eat
nonsense. Yeah. Sure.
You have to prepare your food in a very nice way, in a proper way. She will teach you. But next time when you're doing it, you have to do it the way she did it.
Okay.
Hey, she will give you the process of doing everything nicely.
Mm.
And my grandmother, she also speaks nicely, but Diana, she's very strict.
Mm.
But when it comes to my mom, she's soft spoken, not harsh, but strict.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes.
So when she tells you, hey, you must do this and that, she will speak firmly.
Mm.
Only, this is what I want you to do. You do it like this and that and this. If you don't do it the correct way, she will tell you, hey, I told you this is what I want you to do. Firmly. Mm. She's a firm person.
Sure.
And you won't, I think, when I was growing, I tend to not get to understand if a person comes to me and tell me nicely what I can follow those.
Mm.
But if a person comes in and, hey, you must do the
harsh, yes.
I switch off.
Mm.
I cannot listen to that person. But if you come to me, because I learned it, how we don't raise our voice.
Mm.
We speak calmly.
Mm. And get the message across. But
yes,
firmly.
But firmly.
Sure.
Mm, that's what my mom's is.
Sure.
So between my mom and grannies, there's a lot that we learned as me and Prudu were growing up. Because every Saturday, we are preparing for the meal for Sunday.
Mm.
You understand?
So that's how you organized you guys, right?
Mm.
Okay.
On Saturday, we're peeling. And it's not like there are people coming. It's every Saturday job.
Mm.
We peel veggies, we peel everything. Everything is prepared. We clean the house at night.
Mm.
Spring cleaning.
Sure.
Hey, we are preparing for Sunday. The Sunday is a prepared thing.
Mm.
Like every Sunday.
Nice.
We are doing that. We knew Saturday, there's no TV.
Mm.
Yeah, whatever we are eating during the dinner, it's prepared. You eat, we wash the dishes. Now we are starting the work for Sunday, because Sunday it's church. So we have to peel. And Yene, she will wake up so early in the morning to prepare those things that we to cook. You see, you hear the music before you'll be waken up by gospel music.
Yeah.
Eh? The food are smelling. Breakfast is ready.
Sure.
Eh? We did our work for peeling and all that.
Yes, yes.
So it was so easy. We wake up, we go and she already put the pots where it's supposed to, cooking everything.
Sure.
When you come back to that's why there were a lot of Abazwalane at our house and
really?
My grandmother's house.
Sure.
Yo,
sure.
The people, hey mama, hey. Hi, see, I love. They want food.
They want food. Sure.
So every Sunday, there's two or three people.
Mm.
She always prepare food for people.
Yes.
She didn't mind. Hey, we don't have food. No, it will be enough for
everyone. Sure.
So that's how we learned cooking.
Yes.
And the baking part. I think I learned it from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She installed
me. She had recipe books.
Yes.
In the house. Yes.
She does, and she still is.
And I think moving forward, you actually, when you started your business, I think you actually took a book.
Some, yes.
And actually started baking some of the recipes which
yes.
she actually wrote down.
Because she was passionate about baking, where everything is need to be written down, her receipts and all that. Actually, she watched a lot of, if you find her at home, she'll be watching cook channels.
Food, yes.
Southern Food Networks or the Gospel channels.
Oh, Gospel channels, yes.
But she takes a time she learns. She writes everything. If she finds something interesting, she writes it down. She writes if there's a new recipe, new ingredients, she writes it down. So when I started my own bakery, and I told her, hey, I'm starting, she'll tell me, no, take the book. You will use it.
Yeah.
And now some of the recipes I've used them.
I still have them. Yeah.
Like lemon scones.
Okay.
I just recently did that because I think it was 3 weeks back. I went home. She baked. So I do have the book, but I don't do everything there.
Yes.
So when I went home, I think it's just three weeks back. I found her baking some lemon scones.
She's just not baking.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
So now I was like, let me test this. And I was so inspired. I don't know, man. I can do this.
Sure.
I introduced them to my shop. Yo, people are loving it.
Okay.
Like a week before, we were doing the lemon scones throughout the week.
Okay.
Yo. And people were like, hey, when is this new thing coming from?
It's
like, no, from my mom. It's coming from my mom.
Sure.
And they are loving it. Yo. So yeah, my mom inspires me a lot because she likes trying some new things.
Yes.
So it's never get old. She just loves trying out.
Yes.
Every time when we go home, I've got my own place. Every time when I go there, you find something new. New recipe, new ways of cooking. Sunday meal, you know, when you go there, you find nice food.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's sort of, she inspires me every day.
Sure. So, going back now, continue with the story. So you get to start your business. I think I'm just gonna do an intro into starting your business. Then after that, then we kind of close the podcast because it seems like the nature is wants to take over. But anyways, starting a business, how was that transition like? And what is it that you can say that you can, I think this would be probably the last question because it's like the weather is not weathering, right? How was the transition like? And is there anything that you can, what is the most valuable lesson that you learned in the beginning, which can maybe help someone understand how to run business? Yes.
I think you should accept that you start small and you grow into the business. Because sometimes when you start big, you don't fully know the concept and everything. You have the knowledge, you have the ability, but you, when business is running, you need to grow with it. Because
yeah.
If you don't grow, if you want to stop there, and you don't know fully well what's happening, it's gonna fall.
Mm.
Mm. So I believe that if you start small, that's where you learn bit by bit how to run the business, how do you go, you know, how to manage everything. When you start on the ground, you know everything about the business yourself. So now when you start employing people, they won't tell you, hey, this is what's happening. You tell them, this is how it's gonna be. This is how it's happening in my business.
Mm.
So I believe to start small, I believe to grow in a business and not, some people can juggle bunch of business in the same time.
Sure.
But now I believe in growing the business that you start and scaling, upscaling
yes.
it. The way that you want.
Yes.
It's unlimited.
Sure.
There's Albany. I believe that they started small.
Definitely.
There's KFC. They started at home.
Yes.
You understand? So they upscale it. My business, I want it to be like our Albany.
Yes.
You understand? But I have to start on the ground and move upwards.
Upscale it.
Yes.
I think the podcast is coming hot and I'm loving it already. And I think let's close it here for the sake of the weather. And I think we'll just pick it up later in December.
Yeah.
So in closing, please advise business people out there who would either want to get into the business area, say, or people want to get into baking, but just advise someone out there who's in business.
Well, as I said, that if you start small and you want to grow your business, it's better to start where you are. You don't have to wait to have bigger ovens, bigger what. Start where you are.
Yeah.
And then you will grow because you'll be learning, you'll be teaching yourself stuff. You never just stop learning.
Mm.
So you check some other businesses, how they are doing it, and you find your own way of doing it. Actually, there are so many people who are doing the business, but some of the things that you see are that doing not the way that I would do it, you strategize them into the way it suits you.
Yes.
You understand? So where you are, start where you are and grow your business. Yeah, that's my advice. So if you have a oven at home, you start there.
Sell to your neighbors.
Sell to your neighbors.
Yeah.
Your neighbors should know Kero is doing baking. They will come and if they are good neighbors, if you are good neighbors to them, there's no way that they, even I started when I was starting to do scones.
Sure.
My neighbors were the one who supports me.
Sure.
On weekends, give us 5 liters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? 5 liters is something.
It's a lot for a small business.
For a small business.
Yes.
You do it them perfectly and they will come for more.
Mm. And they know that, I mean, like we with the tea and in the mornings. So you want to have those calls on the side as well.
Maybe there are some visitors. Those visitors, they will ask, when did they go got the scones.
Mm.
I said, no, my neighbor.
Mm.
I need 20-liter packet.
Yeah.
You understand?
Sure.
That's
sure.
Why everyone should, I think most of the bakers should start.
Yeah.
Don't fight for, hey, bigger, I need bigger ovens. Hey, I need this and that. Start where you have. What do you have to start this business? What passion do you know? If you want to learn how to make a cake, how to make a scones, nice scones,
mm.
go to someone who can teach you. Now, like I've opened doors now for classes, because
yes.
I think I've accumulated some experience,
mm-hmm.
so I'm open for classes to teach, to make them understand that you can start anywhere.
Mm.
You can start where you are and do something with yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. To be continued?
Yes.
This was a very good conversation. And if I were to check the time,